Mackenzie.
Yes, yes, yes.
You ready for the garbage?
I'm so ready.
Oh,
are you ready?
Yeah.
Love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, well, New York Fashion Week is happening right now, and I will be maybe in the thick of it this weekend.
Are you going to be on the runway?
Not on the runway, but I'm going to go for a quickie in New York this weekend, so it's going to be really fun.
Oh.
I'll get all the behind-the-stage stuff I can. Anyway, Rihanna, also there, and her Savage fashion line is showing in New York, and she says, don't worry to all of her fans, she's not giving up on music.
Doing a fashion show, I will never neglect any of those aspects of my creativity or who I am as a performer, entertainer. I come with a lot. I started with one, but I come with a lot now, and I will never neglect any of those aspects.
She says she can do it all, and Mama is. She brought in like $62 million last year. A big part of it was her beauty line, her fashion line, and of course, I mean, she's just killing it. So
Rihanna.
Riri is going to be all right, and she's not stopping her music. Thank goodness. Well, LeBron James surprised all the people with pizza on the street. He's been sharing these videos on social media of himself going as Ron delivering Blaze pizzas.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hello. Hi, how are you? How you doing?
Oh, my God.
I'm Ron. Nice to meet you. Blaze right now is offering a large shareable pizza here with real ingredients. Not frozen. None of that frozen crust, all
right? Right.
So I want to show you some beautiful, unique toppings that we have. Artichoke, arugula.
Wow.
You like that type of stuff? That's for you, all right?
Oh,
I'm Ron. I don't know who LeBron is. Me and you take a selfie. Come on. Come on in. It is Ron.
You tell your friends to take you to Blaze Pizza and tell them Ron sent you, okay?
How cool would that be? You open the door, LeBron James. He can't really go incognito.
No, it's hard when you're that tall. I'm glad he's handling things so well. You see where he got rejected? He tried to get his little trademark on. He got rejected for that.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, he tried to get Taco Tuesday trademark because every Tuesday on his Instagram, he goes, it's Taco Tuesday! It's so annoying.
And it was
Dino. Somebody doesn't like LeBron James, if you couldn't tell.
What kind of ego do you have that makes you think you can trademark Taco Tuesday?
Hey,
unbelievable.
To be fair, I wish I could. That'd be awesome.
I mean, if Paris Hilton can trademark that's hot, I feel like anything is possible.
Yeah,
right?
Did anybody trademark that's cold? Because that could be you or Liv.
Oh, yes. I'm on it. Well, rumors swirling J-Lo is going to perform at the Super Bowl. Come on, J-Lo. Tell us, is it true or not?
I don't know. I know everybody's asking me. They're starting to think that I'm telling people things. I don't know anything yet. In theory, yes, it would be. You know, it's something that we've talked about for many years, and it would be nice. It would be nice. I can't say I wouldn't love it.
I hate when they lie to us, because obviously they have to, but like if she actually ends up being the Super Bowl performer,
she's
like, well, I don't know, that'd be so crazy, but it's like
it's like almost done.
I guarantee it's signed, sealed, and delivered. There's no way they're waiting to like the season is going. They're gonna do it now.
They're probably in like last stage of negotiations. She's amazing. I think she would be so cool. I cannot wait for it. Well, Hayden Panettiere, remember her from Nashville, lots of other cool shows and movies. Well, she was spotted holding hands with her ex-boyfriend's brother in New York City. And here's the thing, her family super upset about it because her ex-boyfriend Brian Hickerson is a bad dude and he faces felony domestic violence charges for beating her up. Now she's been seen getting with the brother. Talk about drama. And she's had drama because she married her ex's Russian and like lost custody of her daughter. It was a huge mess, and here she is talking about that.
I speak like baby Russian, like where you add a little chick at the end, like she loves cucumbers, ogurchik. So I know like the baby Russian.
So she's just that friend that makes bad decisions. Like her boyfriend abused her, now she's getting with the brother. Bad news. And Joe is pointing at Liv, and Liv's not paying attention.
I don't make bad decisions.
But I wanted to speak that they are saying, oh, hey, we're just friends. And now it is finally out. Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello, you said it's all fake. Well,
they
just took to Instagram this cute video making fun of the people that make fun of the way they kiss.
So we saw like on Twitter and stuff, you guys saying stuff about the way we're kissing and how it looks weird, like we kiss like fish.
Yeah.
And
really hurt our feelings.
We just want to show you how we really kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they went at it like just disgusting, like licking each other's faces.
It's
I mean,
acting.
They're not, nothing about them could be disgusting because they're both so sexy, but they are an official couple, and I love it.
All right, I'm glad you buy into it. I'm just going to let you enjoy your happiness and live that kind of life.
Let me have this, Joe.
All right, Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. A psychic predicted her bestie is going to hook up with her man. Knowing this, what should she do? Group therapy? It's coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.